Hi, this is a dictation for Lisa Gannon, LISAGENNA. Date of service is 6/30/2022. Date of birth is 6/25/69. And date of accident is 1/11/2022. Patient reports ongoing pain in the neck, mid back, upper back, lower back, along with numbness and tingling of the both arm, radiating involving all the five fingers both sides. She also has a radiation from lower back to the buttocks and the upper thigh, posteriorly and anteriorly. She does feel depressed, panicky on the in driving, and she has nightmares, and she has a horrible anxiety and PTSD as well as nightmares. Pain level is from 7 to 9, and 30% improvement has been reported. The patient reports the ADLs are affected as follows: the general activity, mood, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 10, and walking ability is affected 7. System review: patient has no headaches or dizziness, vertigo. She denies any vision disturbance, double vision, blackout, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, and no confusion, disorientation. However, she reports anxiety, depression, panic, and lack of focus, poor work performance, as well as weakness, tension, fatigue, and difficulty sleeping. In the pain and numbness, patient reports pain in both shoulders and neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, along with stiffness in both shoulders, neck, and lower back, with decreased range of motion of both the shoulders to 120 degrees of movement. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach, and blood in the stool is reported. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. And there are no changes in the pain level, and no change in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is narco or hydrocodone. And substance abuse none is reported. Compliance history: patient is fully compliant to the pain medication. Physical examination is the same from previous visit of 6/2/2022. Dictation number is 0602-067. Maps are reviewed, labs are reviewed, new labs are ordered to continue tracking the patient. Physical therapy 3 times per week, focusing on the neck, mid-back, lower back, and both the shoulders is ordered. The patient is provided with the medication, Narcos 5 mg, 325 once a day PRN basis, 10x 0.5 mg at night for help with the anxiety, Celebrex 200 mg daily for intense inflammatory, Zenaflex 4 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Lyrica for headaches and nerve healing, radiculopathy, Wellbutrin 150 daily for depression, and Voltaren gel and lidocaine patch, along with Narco 5 mg, okay, and Xanax. The patient is otherwise quite stable and should be seen in 30 days' time. MRIs were discussed with her. She has positive findings, which can require LESI and also CESI, but the patient is not interested in any injection treatment. And hence, she just wants physical therapy. So, on the next visit, our goal will be to eliminate the narcos. Thank you. So, because she was injured almost like 7 months ago. Thank you. And the pain must be in control.